The very beginning of Hilchos Pesach begins, Shoalim Hilchos Pesach, Kodem LePesach Shloshim Yom, that a person is supposed to start 30 days before Pesach to learn the various halachos, so much so the Be'er Heitev actually says, U'maschilin Miyom HaPur Matzmo, that there are those who actually start learning Hilchos Pesach on Purim, which, if you would count backwards, it's about 30 days. Now the Mishnah Berura, which we spoke a little bit about last year, so I'm not going to belabor the subject, discusses whether this applies to other holidays. According to the Gra, when it comes to Shavuos, he says, "V'asferes sagim yom aleph benis v'sivan," you do not have to learn for 30 days. The Mishnah Berura started off saying that it applies to all other Yomim Tovim, and according to the opinion of the Beis Yosef, he says, "De'achiv shloshim yom hu rak bePesach." It's only when it comes to Pesach because of the numerous amount of halachos that are found. So the Pesach Shuvos asked the question. So since it's in fact said, the Mishnah Berura says that when it comes to Shar Yomim Tovim that were supposed to be Darshim Kodem L'chein Shloshim Yom, does that also apply to other holidays such as Chanukah and Purim? So he says as follows. He says, "Gam b'Chanukah b'Purim shenikru Yom Tov." Chanukah and Purim are considered to be Yomim Tovim. Of course, you can do Malacha, but nonetheless, they're called Yomim Tovim for certain things. Hadin kain shi'esh l'mod behem min yano shel yom. The din is, as stated by Rabbeinu Yerucham, that a person should in fact learn the matters which pertain to those particular chagim, those yomim tovim. That's something which should be done. Aval, however, in chiyuv shoshon b'darshin shoshim yom kodem l'chanukah u'apurim. There is no inyan, according to everyone, no one holds that when it comes to Chanukah and Purim, that it's necessary to learn those halachos 30 days prior. So everyone holds Pesach for sure that you do, and we got a little bit of a late start, but here we go. So when we learn of the halachos, and specifically when it comes to Shavuos HaGadol, in which there is a drasha, which is the worldwide custom, we find that, interestingly enough, usually the shiur gravitates to a specific topic, and it doesn't necessarily address all the general ideas. And the question is that something which is correct? Now, according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that is correct. He says, quote, "Bedaras halalu shein hachacham shenev l'talmidav halachos." He says, really, such halachos, just general laws, do not need to be taught. And unfortunately, maybe this doesn't apply to us. L'fisha hakol kostav esfarim, because after all, any dry halacha, all you have to do is look it up in your numerous texts. Mitzvah kol echad ve'echad shelimud halachos haregel kodem haregel. And therefore, it's upon every person to be able to just learn those halachos. Ashi baki behem, until a person becomes an expert in them. V'achshav, and therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Rav tells us that now, darshan b'agada, minyana shel yom, they know hagin lidrash shalachos. That when it comes to, certainly when it comes to the Shabbos HaGadol drasha, and also in general, the need to gravitate toward regular halachos is not as important. Now, it's brought down in the Siddur Yavetz, he says as follows, Chayiv ha-chochom ha-darash ha-chiyach l'hazhir gam al bi'ir se'or ha-masim. Now, even though, and this is the Al-Shech, which we talked about a couple years ago, is in great length, that the symbolism of getting rid of one's chametz is not just because you're not supposed to have bread, but it also represents the gaiva, the haughtiness, which is what chametz represents, to be able to get rid of that. And therefore, in order for a person to learn, it's more than just learning these basic halachos, but it explains this, the Siddur Yavetz is also in a way to refine oneself. And if we want to learn halachos, to learn things in which a person could potentially be making a mistake in, or even if it's not necessarily Hilchos Pesach directly, but in order to inspire people to do tshuva. And it's interesting, it's brought down in the Tami HaMenhagim a different reason, well, similar to what we just said, as to why we learn 30 days before Pesach. And he says, quoting the Rav Chesed L'Avraham, he says, "Ki b'chol shana lamid yom kodem pesach," that before Pesach, 30 days prior, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asli Yisrael Masaponim Baruch Chassidav, that Hashem shows favoritism and kindness and compassion to the Jewish people 30 days before. U'maskil hotzi naf show some mehilchos atumim ad ma'at. And during these 30 days, it's not just we're supposed to learn these laws, but it's a way for us to be able to refine ourselves and to improve ourselves gradually during these 30 days. And he says, that is the reason that Chazal tell us that benisa nigolu benisa nasid ligoil, that we were redeemed from Mitzrayim in Nisan, and we will, as with Hashem, also be redeemed when it comes to the days of Mashiach, also in the month of Nisan. And he says the reason for that is that the purpose of these 30 days is for us to be able to refine and to improve our ways, and therefore when we do that, then we will be fit for this ultimate Geula, which he also quotes the words of the Chidah. Now the Tamei Minhagim also along these lines says another interesting idea as to one of the names of this holiday. One of the names of Pesach is Chag Aviv, that it's the springtime, and in fact it's other bets, we have to adjust our calendar in order, it has to be spring. So he says the symbolism also of spring can be found in the word Aviv. Aviv is a break of two words, Av, Yud, Beis. Father, 12. What does that mean? Shehu Av, L'Yud, Beis, Chadoshim. Now when it comes to Pesach, we recognize that Hashem is the Father, and He's in control of this world. And perhaps that's also the symbolism of the spring, that a person sees the winter and sees everything is gone and dying and dark, so you think that maybe there's never going to be life. So the symbolism of spring is that there is a master in this world. Hashem is still going to shed His grace upon the world and on Klal Yisrael. Therefore, that's the symbolism of why Pesach is dafka during the spring, why we were redeemed during that time. So one last thought with regard to Moschitin. It's brought down in the Ramah. He says, Minhag liknos chitim l'chalkin l'aniyim l'tzarech Pesach. That we know that there's a special mitzvah of giving tzedakah, or specifically wheat, in order for those people who are poor to be able to enjoy eating matzah. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that hu minhag kodem mizman ha-gemara. He says this is actually a very ancient custom, and then he continues and says as follows: v'medino seinu ha-minhag l'chalko hen kemach. That even though the actual words of most chitim is wheat, the truth is that what we do now is we do not actually give wheat, but rather we give flour. The reason why we give this, why would we give flour, why are we giving food, is because it's closer to the benefit. They'll be able to enjoy it quicker as opposed to them having to go through the whole process of making the flour. And he says the amount that a person should give, the person should look at the person who is receiving it, that they should have enough for the entire holiday. Pashut, he says, it's obvious. De'im hu ani gadol, if he's so poor, ve'en lo b'met le'efos hamatzah, he doesn't have the ability to bake his matzah, he has no oven, for example. Sarch iten lo gam d'mei hafiyah, you also have to be able to pay for it to be baked. De'hu b'chlal de machso asher yachsalo, because otherwise, what's the real benefit of giving him something which he cannot eat? So this is where we will conclude with the Piskei Tshuvos. The Piskei Tshuvos answers a question that I was asked. The question is that when a person, as we say, it's called moschitim, if a person is poor, is it in fact that we have to make sure to be yotzei the mitzvah of moschitim, that person who receives the money has to receive it before Pesach, and he has to be purchasing matzah with it? And maybe what you have to do is you have to give it to the ani, then you have to bring him to the store, maybe you have to give him matzah. Otherwise, maybe you're not yotzei the mitzvah of moschitim. Piskei Tshuvos tells us that certainly is not the case, as he quotes the Gra. He says as follows: the kiyom hadoros achronim, the later generations minhag magus kamcha the pischa who ainu rak l'tzarech chitim, says that the whole purpose of this is so that they'll be able to have wheat, they'll be able to have matzo. Kemach l'matzos el nosen l'anim kol tzarech yachag. It's not just that we should make sure that they have enough matzah, but we have to make sure that the aniyim have kol tzarech yachag, all the needs of the holiday. It's not enough that they should just have the bare necessities, just having a piece of matzah, some wine, but they should have enough that they should feel like a baal bayis, a chashuv a baal bayis. They should feel that they are comfortable. They should be able to purchase things, maybe purchase clothing with this, and that's certainly not a problem. It doesn't make a difference whether you actually give money, even though, as we said, it sounds like you're supposed to give wheat or flour, or you give any needs for Pesach. You give the person shoes, you give them clothes. All this a person would fulfill the mitzvah of Amos Kitim. I don't know.